This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Batten down the hatches, make sure the snowblower is gassed up and ready, and get those shovels out of the back of the garage. Winter Storm Asher is expected to make its arrival Thursday morning throughout the area. Northeast Wisconsin will see snow between 4 and 7 inches, starting mid-morning Thursday and continuing through the night. Travel is expected to be affected. Record holiday travel numbers are projected for Wisconsin. According to the AAA, nearly 2.4 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home between December 21st and New Year's Day, breaking the previous all-time high set last year by over 76,000 people. Nearly 90% of those travelers will drive to their destinations. Nationally, AAA forecasts that 107 million people will take a holiday road trip of 50 miles plus, just missing the all-time mark set in 2019. They also expect air travel to set a new record this holiday season. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials confirmed the man found in a submerged vehicle in the icy waters of Little Lake Butamore Monday in Menasha was 63-year-old Carl Stattmiller of Appleton. Stattmiller was last seen December 11th and was reported as a missing person. There was no evidence of trauma, and his death is still being investigated. Madison police say they've moved on to the investigation phase into Monday's school shooting. Savannah Tome Olson continues to cover the story for us.
In a press conference, they also offered a big correction, saying it was a second grade teacher who called 911, not a second grade student. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. That was a mistake. That's my responsibility, and I apologize, and I clarify that today.
Meanwhile, rumors are running rampant on social media, and the big question is why? That's what authorities are working on right now.
Identifying a motive is our top priority, but at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. Again, we cannot share that information at this time because we do not want to jeopardize the investigation and those who are currently cooperating with us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A Madison nonprofit is raising money to support the Christian school at the center of Monday's tragic shooting. The United Way of Dane County is spearheading the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community. It launched Tuesday morning. The CEO of the Dane County United Way says it's our responsibility as a community to help Madison recover, and every dollar counts. The school's principal says they're overwhelmed by the support and that they'll create a transparent process to distribute the money once they figure out where it will be most helpful. 100% of the money raised will go to the school. We have a link to the fundraiser at civicmedia.us. In his last few weeks in office, President Joe Biden is issuing pardons and clemencies even to people here in Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
8 people from Wisconsin, including drug offenders and financial criminals, have received clemency from President Joe Biden. The White House is justifying the action impacting 1,500 convicts nationwide by noting that many people were serving longer sentences than they would face under current laws.
The Green Bay Area Public School District is under fire from a parent who claims the district is failing her son, who was diagnosed with dyslexia. She claims he's not getting the support and one-on-one resources needed because he's white. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sent a letter to the district asking for removal of a policy in the King Elementary School Success Plan that under literacy reads, quote, intentional work educating our focus students, prioritizing additional resources to First Nations, Black, and Hispanic students. The school district acknowledges receiving a letter from Will and says it is investigating the allegations. The price of eggs has risen about 30% this year. A dozen eggs cost cost $252 in January. Now the national average is about $337. And at least partially responsible for that increase is the bird flu. Across the country, the virus has killed more than 100 million chickens. Three-quarters of them were egg layers. Ron Keene is the poultry specialist with UW Extension.
You know, we had kind of had a reprieve over summer, at least decrease. Now with cooler weather and the migration of birds, we've had kind of an uptick. Really, the Midwest has been fairly fortunate. A lot of outbreaks have been on the West Coast this fall. We'll see.
Of course, right now, it's cooking season. Between deviled eggs, cookies, cakes, pies, the demand for eggs is high. If you have an aviation enthusiast on your holiday gift-giving list, the Experimental Aircraft Association has you covered. Tickets are now on sale for the 72nd EAA fly-in set for July 21st through the 27th. Camping credentials, parking passes, aviator club tickets, and flights are also available. Adult non-member prices are $150 for the week. Visit EAA.org for more information. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet. It's so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We're very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter. We set the tone. We played great team basketball. We were moving the ball. Guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay like team because job is not done.
College football. More players leaving the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Will Pauling, their top receiver this year, announcing he's entering the transfer portal, and Badgers receiver C.J. Williams also leaving Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Although fans may have been disappointed with the supposed finale of Yellowstone, the show did draw good viewership. Variety reports that Yellowstone pulled in 11.5 million viewers for the series finale, making it the most watched episode in series history, according to the Paramount Network. The network reported that the season 5 premiere pulled in 16.5 million viewers, but across multiple platforms. Either way, the numbers suggest many more spinoffs. The Boys has started shooting season 5 and promises more outrageous plot lines and behavior. Series creator and executive producer Eric Kripke says that main character Homelander, played by Anthony Starr, will be all trauma, and that the character might also get a spinoff series. This will be the final season of The Boys, and if you're interested in seeing what you've been missing, check out the previous 4 seasons on Amazon Prime and prepare for a wild ride. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season 2. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. If you're a fan of the show's Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Ronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Marone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained, as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way. Tomorrow into tomorrow night, we could end up with 3 to 5, maybe even 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late Thursday night. Today, though, partly cloudy, 30. Tonight, clouds will increase down to 12. Snow tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.